Who's Hacked? The latest cyber attacks and data breaches covered by Cybercrime Magazine. I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine, Steve Morgan. The Record recently reported that officials at Cape Cod's Transit Bureau said 2 weeks after a Memorial Day weekend ransomware attack, they are still in the process of recovering their servers and communication systems. The FBI and Massachusetts State Police have been involved in the recovery and response effort, and that is according to the Cape Cod Times, which also reported that the ransomware group behind the attack was not contacted for a ransom demand. The LV ransomware group took credit for the attack and leaked some of the data it stole. The group uses a modified version of a R-Evil ransomware variant. Employees of CCRTA were forced to move to a manual route mapping system for the Dial Arai transportation bus service. Almost exactly 1 year ago, ferry services in Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket were disrupted by a ransomware attack. Steve, what are your thoughts?
You know, these attacks, Paul, they really, you know, down at the ground level, out in the field, have a really big impact. I'm going to be traveling next week. I go to Vermont every year with my family. And if you go to a ferry terminal, there's really not a lot of staff there, but there are a bunch of computer terminals, and that's where they, you know, process tickets. And if they go down, it's not like there's a cybersecurity expert who can run over and, you know, troubleshoot on the spot. Things start to go down. They start to go down very quickly, and it's a very painful process. And when it's hot, people are agitated. They're standing online. They don't have their tickets. There's, you know, a lot of fallout from that. And, you know, that's why these people are called criminals, because they don't care. They don't care who gets hurt. It doesn't matter to them. It could be anything from a hospital to, you know, customers at a bank, people standing online, and they're not going to, you know, be able to get their ride or their ferry or whatever it might be, and they're there with their kids. So there's a lot of physical fallout from this activity.
It's funny you mentioned this, because one of the things I wrote down for us to talk about was, I was thinking about, if I was traveling, and me and you are perhaps more hyper aware of this because, again, we have this show where we talk about this. We are working here at Cybercrime Magazine doing all this stuff, right? You are the editor-in-chief. I can't even imagine, thousands, hundreds of thousands of articles you've looked through at this point, all about cyber attacks. I think I'd be frustrated if I was there, even though they're a victim of a cyber attack. I mean, it's watching someone be a victim in front of you, but you're just like, I'm trying to see my family. I'm trying to get home. I'm trying to get to start my vacation. As you say, you're hot and you're trying to get somewhere.
And, you know, it's frustrating, Paul. It's just as frustrating for the ferry service, you know, for the Transit Bureau. I mean, you know, they're good people. You know, they're providing a service to the citizens. And guess what? Last May, so the May before this, they suffered a ransomware attack. So this is something that happens again. And, you know, they're probably very smart people who are doing as much as they can with a relatively limited budget. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's nothing that you and I can do right now from somebody throwing a rock through our window. Crime happens. They're a repeat victim, unfortunately.
So maybe be a little more kind and aware, even when you're hot and on vacation, if you encounter one of these errors next year or during any holiday time. Steve, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you, Paul.
For daily coverage on the latest cyber attacks and data breaches, visit cybercrimewire.com.